From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for joining us today on the Living Truth Radio program, coming to you from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And yesterday, we began to look at Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And I indicated to you yesterday that these two verses of Scripture are very important as it relates to your Christian living and my Christian living. Now, yesterday, I basically talked to you about the book of Romans and what the book of Romans teaches and how that it teaches the concept of sound doctrine. And I mentioned yesterday that there are many people who do not like sound doctrine. They don't like the word doctrine. They don't like to read about doctrine or study about doctrine. But I mentioned very clearly yesterday that from 2 Timothy 3:16, we find that the first and the greatest element of the purpose of the Word of God is to teach doctrine. Because it says there in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Then it says reproof, and then it says correction, and then it says for instruction in righteousness. And I've often said that the stronger and more accurate our doctrine is, the less we will need to be reproved and corrected. And I believe that that's absolutely true. And so if you want to understand good Bible doctrine, spend time in the book of Romans. Well, we are focusing this week on just the first two verses of Romans 12, a very familiar passage of Scripture to many. But if you are just recently saved, maybe it's a new passage of Scripture. So let's take a look at it. Dr. Al Smith used to say about some of the old hymns of the faith, he would say, sing them again for the first time. In other words, get the thrill out of them that you had the first time that you had the opportunity of singing them. And if you've been saved for quite some time, well, let's look at Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, as though we've never, ever heard them before. And see what God has for us in our little study. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, as Paul was writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. To be honest with you, beloved, I don't know of two verses of Scripture in all of the Word of God that deals with the Christian life, Christian living, more extensively than these two verses, because there are so many biblical truths in these two verses. That's why we want to take some time to look at them. And I know that if we would spend a month on Romans 12, 1 and 2, we would not be able to exhaust it. But if you are outlining these two verses, what you would see is this. First of all, in verse 12, we have a call for a dedicated life. A call, or the call, however you want to say it, for a dedicated life. In verse 2, we have a cause, or the cause, for a dedicated life. The cause for a dedicated life. First of all, we note the call for a dedicated life. And of course, this is talking about being dedicated to the Lord as a Christian. Verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now let's begin to work our way down through this first verse of Romans 12. First of all, Paul starts out by saying, I beseech you. That word beseech is a word that we don't use too often today, but it involves the idea of presenting a loving, begging effect. In other words, the Apostle Paul loved the believers who were there at Rome. He loved them because they knew the Lord. He loved them because they were brothers and sisters in Christ. And he was simply saying to them, as their spiritual elder, their spiritual pastor, as it were, I love you so much that I am begging you to do something. And what he was begging them to do was to present their bodies unto the Lord. And, you know, that is as applicable to you and to me today as it was the day that the Apostle Paul wrote it. If Paul could stand before us today in person, I think that one of the things that he would tell us is take heed to what I said to the Romans in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And so he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Now, when you are studying the Bible, it's always important to observe what the word therefore is there for. Keep that in mind. Don't just read over that particular word. It's very, very significant. And I think that the word therefore here in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 relates to everything that Paul talked about in the first 11 chapters. I really do. And if you study through the book of Romans, you will find that in chapters 1 through 8, that the Apostle Paul deals a lot with sin and righteousness and victory over sin and the eternal security of the believer. You can find that in Romans chapters 1 through 8. And of course, Romans chapter 8 is a tremendous chapter as it relates to the eternal security of the Christian and the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. Then, in chapters 9, 10, and 11, we find that the Apostle Paul deals with the nation of Israel and how that though they are in unbelief, there will come a time when they will turn to Jesus Christ as their Messiah and serve the Lord. And so when Paul says here in Romans 12, 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, he was simply talking about the fact, in light of everything that I've told you about sin and salvation and sanctification and the overcoming of sin in your personal life, everything I've told you about the assurance of your salvation and God's future plan for Israel, I am begging you to do something. And what is he begging them to do? Well, to present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. But let's go back to the verse and continue to parse it, as it were. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, knowing that he's writing to Christians, that word brethren talks about those who are saved, those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, this is very interesting because Paul doesn't just come right out and say, give your bodies to the Lord. He doesn't just come right out and say, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. No. The Spirit of God led the Apostle Paul to say to the Romans, remember God's mercies. Remember what God has done for you. And when you remember what God has done for you, then, out of respect for what God has done for you, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it? And I like that concept. And, you know, it could very well be that today I'm speaking to a person who's been saved for a long time. And yet, that person, and it could be you, that person is having a hard time living the Christian life. They're living out in the world. They're not serving the Lord. They're compromising in their lifestyle. They're doing everything that maybe the Word of God says, don't do. Well, if that happens to be you, I want to encourage you to stop and think, beloved. Now, this is serious because It's taken right here from Romans 12:1. I want to encourage you to stop and think about what God has done for you. Think of His mercies. You know, the mercies of God are tremendous. And the fact of God's mercy is the idea that He does not give us what we deserve. What is it that we deserve, beloved? We deserve hell. We deserve the wrath of God. You know, every now and then, in talking to people about the Lord, I've had people say to me, well, if God was fair, no one would be in hell. Oh, listen, beloved, if God was just fair, we would all be on our way to hell. Because what we deserve is the wrath of God. Fairness means that we would spend eternity separated from God in the lake of fire. But God is more than fair. He is merciful in the sense that He has had pity upon us, and therefore He has provided us a way to escape the wrath of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, if you are struggling and you are maybe even tripping and falling somewhat in your Christian life, I would encourage you to just stop and think about the mercies of God, what He has saved you from, and what He has saved you unto, and allow that thought process to lead you to the point of responding to it in a biblical way, which would mean to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather together, we're going to look at some of those mercies. And so I trust that you'll be with us then. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.